The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may be not exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please join with me in prayer. O Lord, we pray, speak in this place, in the calming of our minds and in the longing of our hearts, by the words that I say and the thoughts that we all form. Speak, O Lord, for your servants are listening. Amen. Please be seated. The season of Lent is the time we take seriously the struggle between brokenness and wholeness, between separation and reconciliation. So fortunately, today's epistle reading from this fourth Sunday in Lent comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I say it's fortunate because Ephesians is perhaps the letter in our scriptures that is the most organized around the tension between a close relationship with God and those times when God seems very distant. Unfortunately, the language used early in our reading this morning by the Deuteropauline writer of Paul to the Ephesians, Deuteropauline meaning that we believe that what we read in today's epistle lesson was actually not written by Paul, but by someone else who tacked it on at a later date. Nonetheless, this language can sound harsh to some, if not many of us, such as when it is written that we are children of the wrath. While I would not use that language, I recognize that I too have missed the mark. There is plenty of brokenness in this world. And I realize that I too have felt broken and have a brokenness about me. I too have my moments where God has been very close and at times when God seems very, very distant. For some of us, this is a very difficult theme to imagine. How many times have we been there? With our pain, with our frustrations, with our sadness. But no matter what we do, no matter what we have been through, no matter how much we have fallen short in our relationship with God, God's mercy, compassion, and hope are always there. If we seek it, if we act on it, if we run after it.
And this is really hard to accept, because the reality is we're all broken. We all have our set of pains, struggles, and sufferings, and the moments that we're not so proud of. God only knows that I have my set. Ask our son Jeff. Ask my husband Graham. They'll give you a laundry list as long as a roll of toilet paper. But this season is a season to remember that above everything, no matter what we do, no matter what we say, and no matter what our thing, put in a blank and fill that in, whatever your thing happens to be, the mercy and love of God is even bigger if we reach out to God. God's reconciliation is there. Accepting brokenness is not an easy thing to do in our lives. When a vase is broken, when it gets knocked on the floor, the first thing we do is pick up the pieces, right? We feel bad about breaking the vase. So we do that we all can do to put back together, and we want it to be beautiful again. So we grab ourselves a tube of clear cyanacrylate adhesive. We have our favorite. Some of us go and grab for the Gorilla clear glue. Well, some of us stay with the more traditional crazy glue. But now, perhaps if you're like myself, you find that more glue gets applied to your hands and your fingers than the vase than we're trying to repair and make perfect again. We try to hide all the defects and brokenness of the vase because we don't want anyone to see it. We hide it. We disguise it. We pretend it did not happen. Fortunately, Bill Souter, stand up. Bill Souter and I, along with Nori Snyder, they reminded me this past week of the word for the beautiful Japanese art form called kintsugi, or golden repair. And that form of artwork does the complete opposite. When a vase is broken, all the cracks are filled with gold, silver, or even platinum. So something that looks so broken, so undesirable, and for some of us so ugly, is made so entirely beautiful. So beautiful that some of these vases find their way into art galleries. And that's exactly what God wants to do with each and every one of us. God wants to take our brokenness, take our sadness, take our fears, take our pains, take everything that makes us unwhole. God wants to take us and make us beautiful, free from the shame and guilt, because God knows many of us have experienced that in our lives, and the shaming and the blaming are completely debilitating. No one is called to be the doormat of society, of our friends, of our neighbors, or our families. A little repeat from 2 weeks ago. These days we carry a lot of pain in our own lives and in our society. And again, we live on this sensory overload and fear which drives us to the edge, so much so that most recently Amazon and Costco are selling emergency kits that can feed a family for a year in case of a biblical catastrophic situation. And you can purchase one of these kits for $12,999. All this fear and anxiety that is thrusted at us makes it so hard to read inward and recognize and reconcile our own sadness and anger and frustration with the beauty of being broken and accepting ourselves for who we are. So today, as we partake in our common meal in a bit, in our communion, I invite you to bring your brokenness, your pain, your suffering, everything that makes you angry and fearful and scared, and bring it to Christ, remembering that God, through Christ Jesus, accepts and heals our brokenness and will help us, restore us through God's mercy, compassion, and hope, which is that gold and silver or even platinum, which makes us beautiful in the eyes of God. So in recognition of International Women's Day held this past Thursday, we'll close with the following short poem by Ariana DeCoo, who writes the following. She made the broken look so beautiful, and the strong look invincible. She walked with the universe on her shoulders, and she made it look like a pair of wings. Amen.